This is Triple R Midday News with Amy Sullivan,
Matthew Roebuck
and Jack Price. Leading human rights lawyers have criticised the federal government's plans to beef up anti-terror laws, suggesting governments care more about looking tough on terrorism than the rule of law. The proposed laws would allow detention of terrorism suspects for 14 days without charge, as well as making it an offence to possess instructional terrorist material. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will also ask the states and territories to hand over details of citizens' driver's licences at the COAG meeting on Thursday. Barrister and Australian Lawyers Alliance spokesman Greg Barnes says the proposals are a recipe for abuse of police power.
Yeah, these proposals are unnecessary. All of these new powers given to police have simply been an exercise in eroding fundamental freedoms and rights. And once again, Australia, which has an appalling human rights record generally in recent years, diminishes its standing further.
Gun control advocates say the Las Vegas mass shooting has prompted renewed concern over moves to water down Australia's gun laws. The National Firearms Agreement sets minimum standards for the control of guns across the country and was put into place after the 1996 Port Arthur massacre. Heather Leroy from the Alana and Madeline Foundation says there is pressure to change the law to make it easier to get access to guns.
Decisions by state governments will undermine our national agreement, such as abolishing the requirement to conduct security checks when a firearms license holder seeks to accumulate additional hunting firearms or to remove the 28-day waiting period for subsequent firearms.
A sneaky wool scam has left Australian wool brokers short tens of thousands of dollars, and police believe that cost is set to grow. It's alleged that thieves replaced high-value wool with significantly lower quality product before it was exported from Melbourne to China. The Weekly Times reports at least 18 bales of Australian wool were found to have been tampered with, but given shipping times, it's expected that further losses will be discovered. Victoria Police say the thefts are being taken extremely seriously, given the reputational damage it does to the Australian wool export industry.
Some climate change researchers are predicting temperatures approaching 50 degrees Celsius will affect Melbourne and Sydney. Sophie Lewis from the Australian National University and Andrew King from Melbourne University have analysed the models prepared by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Andrew King says avoiding high temperatures may still be possible.
We can firstly try and prevent this becoming a big problem in the first place by reducing our greenhouse gas emissions to make sure that we limit global warming to low levels and firstly reduce the likelihood of getting these 50 degree days in the first place.
New research shows that cats are killing massive numbers of Australian birds every day. In the first national assessment of its kind, researchers have compiled almost 100 studies in order to come to their conclusion. Deakin University research fellow Tim Doherty says native wildlife is the most affected.
And what we revealed is a really shocking statistic that cats are eating more than 1 million birds per day across the Australian entire continent. So when you add this up for the entire year, it turns out to be around 377 million birds a year.
One of Melbourne's landmark entertainment venues is closing its doors. Carlton's uber-kitsch Dracula Theatre restaurant is hanging up the cape after almost 40 years. The operators say demand for their style of oddball entertainment is on the decline and the decision to close was very difficult.
And now to sport. Malaysia is set to host the first leg of Asia's World Cup playoff tonight between Syria and Australia. The overall winner of both legs will play the fourth place nation from North and Central America in November for qualification to next year's competition in Russia. Adelaide Crows defender Jake Lever looks likely to return to Melbourne next year after expressing a desire to return to his home state. Lever has been offered more than $3.5 million over 4 years to play for the Melbourne Football Club, although Collingwood is still in the mix. Diamond Creek women's footballer Chloe Malloy looks likely to take out the number one spot in this year's AFL women's draft, despite suffering an injury in the VFLW grand final. She gave up the chance to play basketball in America last year, saying that she just wants to kick the footy.
To Melbourne's weather. Mostly sunny, light winds and afternoon bayside breezes up to 20 kilometres an hour. A top of 25 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy and a medium chance of showers, a top of 22. This has been Triple R Midday News with Amy Sullivan,
Matthew Roebuck
and Jack Price.